Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Bob Lancer. He has been a full-time professional author and spiritual wisdom teacher and healer for 4 decades. He's personally consulted with the likes of Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, Neil Donald Walsh, Marianne Williamson, Miguel Ruiz, Stephen Covey, and so on. His best-selling books, which have been published in several countries and languages, include Lighten Up, Harness the Power of Happiness to Create the Life You Want, Parenting with Love Without Anger or Stress, The Soulmate Process, How to Apply Ancient Wisdom to Find Your Soulmate, and The Kabbalah Cards, a set of wisdom divination cards based on the Kabbalah Tree of Life. In addition to writing and speaking around the world, Bob hosted his own Life Wisdom radio show on WSB Radio Broadcasting over AM radio to over 35 states for 15 consecutive years. I'm going to give you his websites in just a minute, but I wanted to let you know that on this show, Bob will either offer a free Kabbalah life reading to provide you with messages from your soul level for practical life guidance, or he will offer a spiritual emotional healing session using something he's developed called The Method. The Method is a powerful process for releasing our blocks to soul harmony. As we release these blocks, we permit more of the beauty of eternity to manifest in our physical circumstances. The results can be physical healing, opening the flow to abundance, repairing broken relationships, discovering your life purpose, finding your right livelihood, and just pure joy. Now, Bob assures us that the healing soul energy that transmits through this show can transform and uplift your spirit and your life very quickly in awe-inspiring ways. And I can attest to that it does work that way. I've worked with Bob myself, and he's an amazing guide, amazing teacher. And his websites are both on the World Wide Web. There is lovethemethod.com and kabbalahwisdompower.com. Kabbalah, I'll spell it for you, K-A-B-B like boy, A-L-A-H. KabbalahWisdomPower.com. And so let me welcome Bob. Bob, once again, how are you tonight?
Wonderful, wonderful. It's great to be with you again, David, as always.
Oh, it's great to have you, Bob. And, you know, I love asking you how you are because you are always say something like wonderful, wonderful. And actually one of the people that I talked to before the show started gave me a wonderful, amazing when I asked her how she was, and I love that. It's a great way to be.
Well, it is. You know, every single moment is an opportunity for us to examine our present state of consciousness, and as we become aware of what we're conscious of, we find it possible to open our consciousness to a bigger, brighter, joyful present. And so whenever someone asks me how I'm doing, I'm usually doing pretty much the same, which is better than I was doing a minute ago.
How do you deal with things that would take a person down emotionally?
Well, that's where the method comes in. Whenever I am being taken down emotionally, I use the method for myself, or I can use the method to help other people, either guide them through it, or if it seems appropriate, I can actually do it for them. I've also done it for young children. But that's why I call it the method, because it is a process. The only one that I ever found that works 100% of the time for me, it is a process that takes me out of the downward spiral of emotion to liberate me, to experience freedom from that emotional state, to experience joy, to free my mind from imagining outcomes that I don't want. And when I free my mind from outcomes that I don't want, and I free myself from the internal state of unhappiness, I find myself joyful and free and empowered. And then I notice that my outer circumstances automatically reflect my state of being. So the more joyful and liberated I am from any kind of fearful thoughts or feelings, the more I find my circumstances matching my feelings. Our circumstances match our feelings. And I find all kinds of wonderful, beautiful, miraculous things occurring effortlessly just because the outer is a reflection of the inner. So what I do if I'm having an emotional tailspin, that's when I go to the method. That's when I use the method.
Well, of course, I know the answers to these questions, but I'm asking them for the benefit of people who have not heard you talk about the method before. Can you briefly describe how it works?
The method is a very simple and yet extremely, amazingly powerful feeling exercise. It guides you through certain feelings. And as you go through those feelings, you take the energy, the power, the attachment, the identification out of whatever negative feeling or limiting belief you might be suffering with. And it works like a charm. The other side of the method is a place of peace and bliss and surrender and trust, where you relate to the universe as your divine support system rather than as an adversary or as some risky chance situation that things can go wrong. We come to realize through the method that there's never anything to fear. There's never anything to get concerned about. There's never anything to worry about. You are always being perfectly supported at all times. The universe is a system that is designed to bring you into the fulfillment of your deepest desires and the fulfillment of your highest potential.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate you taking time to do that, because I think that a lot of people need to have a little bit of clarification before they make a decision, at least for the callers on the show, as to whether or not they want to explore the method or have a Kabbalah life reading. And I've never gotten a Kabbalah life reading from you, but I've enjoyed doing the method with you.
Sure. You know, one of the outcomes of doing the method over and over again is that it brings one to a place of such profound inner peace. And that inner peace radiates. You know, if you knew that you were 100% safe at all times, that you never have to be concerned about lack in any area of your life, that the universe is basically a dream come true process for you. If you realize that on an experiential level, you'd experience true joy and you'd experience true inner peace. And it's that inner peace that seems to flow through me when I'm doing my work that in and of itself produces a kind of a healing in people, where people begin to relax and feel centered, and they experience the peace of the universe as 100% good, 100% working for them, and that they never have to be in a defensive posture. Nothing in this universe has the power to hurt you. But if you imagine, if you react fearfully to something, it's because you imagine and believe it has the power to hurt you. when we use the method to dispel that belief, you're no longer fearful of anything, and that allows your joy and your peace to just spontaneously emerge and expand. Those are healing energies. They produce order, balance, and harmony in your physical body, in your mind, and in your circumstances, and in your relationships.
Well, you know, one of my favorite spiritual authors is Anthony DeMello, a Jesuit who died back in the late 80s, but he was an amazing man. And one of the things that, one of the statements he made that was like an epiphany for me was that there are just two states, there's love and there's fear. And anything that is positive is connected to love. Anything that's negative is connected to fear. And, you know, I certainly can relate to having lived a fear-based life for so long, and I still slip into anxiety states at points. But the beautiful thing about the method is it helps release you from whatever things you may be feeling anxious about. And
Exactly. And the anxiety that a person feels is because they're counting on the wrong thing. Okay? So we could look at our life from two basic perspectives. You can say, well, you know, I'm worried that I'm not going to have the money to pay my rent, right? And say, the reason I'm worried is because if I didn't pay my rent, you know, this would go wrong and that would go wrong. That's one level. Now, if you broaden your perspective, now you're recognizing, okay, I have to look at that situation in the context of a totally benevolent universe. So it doesn't matter whether or not I can pay the rent. I lose my attachment to that. I may be able to pay my rent. I may not be able to pay my rent. Either way, I'm going to be fine. And one of the principles of the universe is that whatever you lose is always replaced by something greater. So we become anxious when we focus too much on a narrow perspective of, well, I need this to happen to be okay, right? I need this person to like me to be okay, or I need to have this amount of money in my bank, or I need to heal this problem in my physical body, or I need to get my kids to do this, or I need to have a person in my life who loves me, you know, in an intimate way. When we get focused on those kind of things, you have to be anxious because those things come and go. And we never know how long they're going to take to come, and we never know how soon they're going to go. But when you broaden your perspective and you start relating with a cosmic consciousness, where you're relating to the universe as a whole, you lose your attachment. The method helps you to lose your attachment to those specific events happening, where you're at peace no matter what happens. And from that place of peace, what you find, David, is that miracles happen in your life. Your dreams do come true. Your deepest desires are fulfilled. But at the same time, you don't look at those manifestations as your source of happiness, because the moment you do, you're going to feel anxious because you can't control them. You can't keep them. Everything in this universe is coming and going. And so the method helps us to find peace with the coming and going, and to get into the perspective where we recognize experientially that the only reason why things leave or people leave is to allow something greater to come about. So it's life is like a breathing process that's constantly expanding into the fulfillment of your deepest heart's desire. Your life is always getting better and better, but it can't get better if it doesn't change. You've got to lose what you have to receive what you want. And then when you get what you want, you find, you know what, this isn't enough. There's more to want. And so things come and they go. If we get focused on that narrow perspective, though, I must have this. This must work out. I must get this kind of money. I must get this person's approval. Now you have to live in anxiety because you can't control that situation. And even if you do get that situation, you can't necessarily keep it because everything's passing.
Well, Bob, why don't we go to the phone lines and see which people might want to pursue the method or who wants to have a Kabbalah life reading. And I really appreciate you taking the time to expand on what the method is about. And our first caller is Yvonne, and let me bring her live. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
My question, I would like a reading from you.
Okay, sure.
My question is, do you see me receiving my SSI benefits?
Okay, could you say that again, please?
Do you see me receiving my SSI benefits?
SSI benefits. Let's see what comes up here.
Okay.
Well, you know, there's a chance that it'll happen. For it to happen, though, there are two elements involved. One is that it's important for you to proceed wisely. Okay, so
okay.
You need to be aware of what's going on in the situation and the impact that you are having on the situation. All right, so we impact situations with our thoughts, our feelings, our speech, and our actions. So every single moment, you need to be making a conscious choice based on the impact that you can have on the situation. Now, that being said, it's also important that you avoid becoming controlling, right? So you want to be choosing carefully because, you know, what you send out comes back. You bring about what you think about. Your feelings have an impact on what happens. You know, what you say, how you say it, who you say it to, when you say it. You want to be choosing wisely every step of the way, realizing that you have an impact on the situation. But at the same time, you want to be trusting whatever outcome happens. So don't get hung up. If you're feeling hung up, like, oh, I need to get these benefits. If I get these benefits, I'm better off. If I don't get these benefits, I'm worse off. That's all an illusion. Whether you get the benefits or not makes absolutely no difference in your life. You're going to be fine, and you're going to find opportunities for you to live the life you really want to live one way or the other. But if you get too attached to this particular thing happening, you set yourself up for disappointment. So it's kind of a balance between choosing wisely, right, and letting go of the outcome. In the Orient, in the Asian teachings, this is called karma yoga. It means taking action for what you want, but not being attached to the outcome. Does that make sense? Does that sound helpful to you, or do you want something more specific? Do you want to go deeper into the subject?
Oh, no, everything sounds great. Yes, I understand exactly what you're saying.
So it makes sense?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to go into at this point?
No, I mean, I think you got other callers, so I would love to,
sure.
But I don't think I should, but thank you so much.
Okay, well, it's been my pleasure speaking with you.
Okay, have a good night.
You too.
Thanks for calling, Yvonne.
Thanks.
God bless you, hon. Okay, our next caller is Sherry, and Sherry had told me she wanted a Kabbalah reading. Is that still the case, Sherry?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Sherry.
Hey.
So how can I help you?
I'm kind of at that stage where you lose everything to gain what you want, and I took a big, huge leap, relocated to somewhere, and it hasn't quite worked out where I need it to be, and I'm wondering if I could get a Kabbalah reading to see when things kind of light up or change or what
okay.
else comes up.
All right. So let's see what comes up. So where did you move from and where did you move to?
I moved from Texas to California.
Okay. What part of California?
Northern, up in the mountains.
And what part of Texas did you move from?
West Texas.
Okay.
Panhandle.
Okay. So, yeah, it does look like things are going to be working out for you where you are, that you moved to a place, I guess I could describe it as you moved to a place of honor. Okay, so it's a place that honors your true essence, who you truly are. It's a place where you will be recognized and appreciated for who you truly are. But you mentioned in your question something like it hasn't been working out too well, right?
Right.
Is that what you
said?
Okay. So
yeah.
So when you say it hasn't been working out too well, what specifically does that mean? What's been off?
Haven't met my tribe or anybody close to being my tribe.
Okay. So let's just pause
the
there
recognition.
For a moment.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, the recognition.
And go ahead.
So, how you're judging the situation, okay? Let's look at that for a moment. So when you're judging the situation as it's not working out, you're actually imposing or projecting a judgment onto it. It would be like, let's say I plant a seed for an orange tree. And I come out the next morning and I don't see my orange tree. And so I say, things are not working out. Well, what's the truth, though? The truth is that the seed is in the process of sprouting, right? And then it's forming roots, and the whole thing is in process, right? But if you're judging the step you're on and saying, well, this is not the last step, of course, it's not working out. But you're imposing a judgment on it. The fact is that it is working out. You're just at a stage along the way for it to work out. So you're not getting the results that you want right now because you're still are in process of producing those results. So how do you produce the results you want? Well, the first step is you need to stop projecting negative judgment onto what's happening because it's programming your subconscious to find proof and evidence that it's not working out. The fact is it is working out. It's just in an early stage of working out, and it's an organic process that you have to be patient with. So the first thing is, instead of imagining it's not working out, say, okay, what do I need to do to get to the next stage of it working out? And so what you need to do to get to the next stage of it working out is you have to be your own tribe, okay? You have to make sure you're being totally true to yourself, that you're making choices all day long that honor who you truly are. You're not trying to advertise yourself. You're not trying to promote yourself. You're just being yourself and honoring what you need, how to be in a good relationship with yourself. You have to be your own tribe right now. And realize that this is what you need to develop. Until you can develop fully, when you fully develop the independence to feel completely at home, at peace, secure, and fulfilled all by yourself, you are then ready to be in relationship with people who are true to who you truly are. Because you're in harmony with yourself, and our relationships with others is a reflection of our relationship with ourselves. So it's just
right.
A matter of, yet it's really the most important thing, though, is to stop projecting this idea that it's not working out. Things work out on the invisible level before they become visible, but we quash it with negative thought. See how that works?
That makes sense. We
quash it with negative thought because we just presume because it's not visible right now, it's not happening, right? But it is happening. All that you desire is coming your way. The universe is designed to honor you. Now, if you're finding yourself going into self-doubt and self-criticism, what did I do? Maybe I made a mistake. That's a whole other process that you have to go through because that's you dishonoring yourself. You honor the choices you made. You made a perfectly good, sound choice and decision. right? And now you're starting to feel some cold feet and self-doubt. So try to let go of that. And that's where the method comes in. The method is a process for letting go of the anxieties and the fears and the self-doubt, but we can't let him go just by relaxing and deciding to let it go. But one way or another, it's not about second-guessing your decision and considering backtracking. It's facing the fact that you've been carrying around this pattern of self-doubt, which is another way of saying a pattern of dishonoring yourself. And that comes
right
back from childhood, where people related to you without demonstrating a lot of confidence in your abilities and your decisions, and somehow you bought into that. So where you are right now is the perfect place to let go of that programming, to free yourself of the self-doubt pattern, to have confidence in yourself, to recognize it is working out. You just got to identify what stage you're on and proceed step by step, and the fruition is bound to follow.
Excellent. That makes perfect sense.
Is that helpful?
Yeah. It is.
Yay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling, Sherry. Okay. Let's move on to Tina, and we do have a fifth caller. I'm not sure if she wants a reading or she does. Okay, I have Tina live.
Yes, happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yes, are you doing emotional healing? Yeah, you guys are doing emotional healing tonight?
We can do an emotional healing, or we can do a Kabbalah reading, or we can do a combination of the two. Whatever you need, we can do.
Combination of the two, that would be fine.
Okay, so tell me what you're going through.
I just need healing just from my past so that I can have successful relationships.
So when you say a healing from your past, what are you going through in the present? What's your current?
I'm single. I've been single for quite some time. And I've, you know, just taken time out to heal. So I just wanted to, you know, I just need some healing with my father, some things like that in my life.
Okay. And so what sort of emotions do you find yourself dealing with?
Like guilt, condemnation.
Mm-hmm. And what I'd like you to do then is, in order to take you through the method right now for the healing, okay? So the method is a feeling exercise. The more you feel, the more you heal. So what I'd like you to do, Tina, is allow yourself right now to feel all of the emotional pain that you're feeling around this situation. Don't push away the feelings of guilt. Don't push away the feelings of shame. Let yourself feel them fully. Okay, so just open up to those feelings, no matter how unpleasant, no matter how painful they are. Allow yourself to feel them. Let them come up. This is the first stage of letting them go, is to let them arise in your consciousness. Let yourself feel these feelings. So tell me what you're feeling right now around your father.
It's lightened up because he passed away last year, and I forgave him for a lot. But I feel peaceful, actually. I just wanted the remnants of it out.
So what are those remnants? Where do you need healing?
I just feeling like my dad wasn't there for me like when he was supposed to. So I would just like to have a loving mate that would be supportive 100%.
So what about the feelings of guilt and shame you talked about?
I was molested when I was younger, and I just feel like sometimes I feel like I'm my son is a youth pastor. I'm in the church, but I just feel like maybe why didn't God protect me from certain things?
Okay, so you're feeling a sense of guilt and shame from that episode, and maybe a feeling of anger and resentment because it happened, right?
Yes, sir.
So what you want is to recover from that fully,
yes.
100%. Right. And so the first step is to feel all the feelings you have around it, right?
Yeah.
So not to try to feel happy, not to try to feel peaceful. Allow yourself to feel all the anger and all the pain you have around that childhood episode. Allow yourself to feel that feeling of being unsafe. Allow yourself to feel that sense of shame or guilt and guilt. Allow yourself to feel the sense of God letting you down, and maybe you feeling a little bit like a hypocrite trying to preach and believe in God when there's a part of you that is still feeling a little angry at God and uncertain.
Yes.
About how can I believe in a God who can allow this to happen?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I want you to allow yourself to feel all these feelings, because you're probably feeling guilty about feeling angry with God.
Yes.
Right? And so allow yourself to feel the guilt. You've got to accept your feelings. That's the first step. Let yourself feel as bad as you feel about the situation. That's where the healing begins. I'm going to take you through the rest of the steps, but this is the foundation work, is to just allow yourself, not judge yourself for feeling what you're feeling. And if you do judge yourself, don't judge yourself for that, right? You're just going to accept where you are on this issue. So open your heart to all your feelings. Are you feeling your feelings right now?
Yes.
Are you feeling your feelings around this issue?
Yes.
Yeah? And what would you say the strongest feeling you have around this whole issue is?
It was anger.
Anger. Feel the anger. Feel the rage. And as you're feeling this anger and rage, I want you to look at it. Just look at the feeling. And I want you to see if you can recognize one of your parents in this feeling. Which one of your parents demonstrated an anger or rage like the anger and rage you're feeling? Who does this remind you of, your mother or your father?
My father. My mom was kind of calm.
Okay. Okay. So your mom was what? Kind of calm?
Okay. Yeah, she held
so
a lot
when,
in.
So when your father got really, really angry, right, and then your mother would hold a lot in. And I want you to see how you're doing both of those.
Yes, I am.
You've been feeling really angry over it, but it's like your dad, but at the same time, you've been holding it in like your mom.
Yeah.
So what you're dealing with are learned patterns. However our parents function around us in our first 6 years of life, we adopt those psychological patterns. Now, I have one more question for you, then we're going to proceed. When your father was angry, how did he relate to your mother?
She's God-fearing. She prayed all day, and she didn't,
talk
bad.
How did he relate to her? But how did he relate to her? Did he yell at her, criticize her, shut her out?
He ignored her. Yeah,
he
ignored her. He ignored her and shut her out.
He would shut her out. So he would shut her out. Just like she learned to shut out her own feelings, right?
Yes, correct.
Right, yeah. And so what happens in our relationships is that our relationships are a reflection of how we ourselves are. So if I'm someone who shuts out my feelings, I'm going to find myself in a relationship with someone who shuts me out. See how it works?
Mm.
So this is why the essential work for any relationship is to heal the relationship between ourselves and ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you've been feeling all that. Now what I want you to do is I want you to do the best you can to feel love for yourself. Okay, as if you were your own self partner right now. Get in touch with the feeling of love, anybody you love, anything you love, but feel that love for yourself, right? It's not just words, not just saying I love you to myself. You really want to get into the feeling of love for yourself. So my question to you now is, are you able to feel love for yourself right now?
It's hard to, because I put everybody before myself, my children,
okay,
my students. I'm overwhelmed.
But the fact of the matter is that you can't truly love another unless you're loving yourself. Because to truly love another is to love yourself. See, when you're taking really good care of you, you bring out the best in you. And when you're not taking really good care of you, you bring out the worst in you. So even though on the surface it may seem like loving kindness, there's a lack of depth to it because you're denying yourself of love. And when you deprive, when you withhold love from yourself, you're withholding your love from everyone. Okay? So you are taught to not love yourself. Now it's time to learn to love yourself, because the only way you can have a relationship with someone who's loving towards you is for you to be loving towards you. Remember, your relationships are reflections of your relationship with yourself, all of them. So try once again now to feel love for yourself. Just feel love for yourself, like you are your own partner, feeling unconditional love for you. Feel the love you want. Feel it from you. Give yourself the love you want. Are you able to feel love for yourself now?
Yes.
Okay. Now I want you to imagine a space opening up deep inside of you. And just feel this space very lightly. You don't have to be exact about it. Just feel this space expanding until it's as big as the universe. Now I want you to feel yourself stepping inside that space and feel filled with divine energy. Okay? The presence of the divine. Whatever you imagine, whatever you're feeling, imagine you're feeling the divine presence. Feel that divine presence filling you up. Feel the energy of the divine expanding from you until it fills this entire space you've created. Now what I want you to do, Tina, is feel the whole universe is filled with divine energy. That you're in God's kingdom. All there is God right now. Feel how good that feels. All there is God. Now we're going to shift again. And I want you to feel self-value. If I gave you a precious, precious piece of jewelry that was very, very fragile, you treat it as sacred. I want you to feel sacred to yourself, that you are sacred, that you are precious, that there's only one you, that you are a divine creation. And everybody listening, try to go through all these steps with us. Feel that you are precious and sacred, even holy. Have you ever experienced something that felt sacred? Have you ever felt something sacred and deep and holy? I want you to feel that way towards yourself, as if you're like an angelic being.
Yes.
I want you to feel towards yourself that you're an angelic being. As you practice this feeling, others will treat you as more valuable.
Mm.
Now, Tina, what are your gifts and talents? What is it that you love to do? What do you do well that you do for the joy of it? What's one of your gifts and talents?
I like to serve others.
Okay, so I want you to feel the joy of service. The joy you get from being of service. Try to feel that feeling. And I want you to try to feel right now that you are of service to every single human being in the world. Feel on a feeling level now, to the best of your ability, that you're connecting with every single human being on the planet. Regardless of who they are, where they're from, or what they've done, you're expressing your unconditional love of the divine. And just feel what it would feel like if you knew that you were of service to every single human being, serving God's will, serving God's plan in every human being's life, how good that would feel. And I want you to feel that every human being is serving God's plan in your life. So you're feeling like you have a perfect relationship with everyone in the world. Now, if you are in that ideal relationship with a partner, I want you to get in touch with how good that would feel. If you were in a relationship that was truly fulfilling on every single level, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, try to feel how good that would feel. That you unconditionally love one another, you unconditionally support one another. Nobody holds anything against the other person. It's all about forgiveness and adoration. Feel how good that would feel. And now we're going to expand that. We just have two more steps. I want you to feel that you're in a perfect relationship with the universe, meaning I want you to feel that you are in a state of total abundance, that you have infinite wealth. Let yourself feel that way. You have no more money limits, no more resource limitations. You can just relax that you have an endless source of infinite wealth given to you by God. and it's always going to be there. Imagine how good that feels. Feel how good it feels to be infinitely wealthy. Let yourself feel that. The more you live in this abundance consciousness, the more you find all the money and all the energy and all the love and all the wisdom that you want. So feel yourself in a state of total abundance. Enjoy that feeling. Now for the last stage, Tina. I want you to feel like you're surrendering all control of your life over to God, that you're going to entirely trust God. You're going to entirely trust the universe to support you and protect you, that you can't make any mistakes. Nothing can go wrong. Only perfection can happen for you. Feel a sense of complete surrender to the will of the divine. Feel like you're inviting God in to guide your life, to lead your life. You're totally surrendering all control of any outcome. Whatever happens, you're going to relate to it as perfect. You're going to have perfect faith in whatever comes to you. Try to feel the sense of deep surrender as you take a nice deep breath. And then as you exhale, let me know how you feel.
Peaceful.
Yes. So we just did an emotional healing. That's the method. And when I work with people, I coach them through the process on a weekly basis to keep those healings growing and expanding. And you can learn more about that on my website.
Yes, I would like to reach out to this.
Yeah, doesn't it feel good?
Yes, it does.
So what you did was you took the energy out of the old pattern, and that freed you to experience the universe as it is, which is pure divine love. You never have anything to worry about. Every one of your heart's desires is a prayer to God that must come true. Right? So you just open up with perfect faith that whatever happens to you is for you. There's nothing you have to worry about. Everything is working out. You go through whatever you have to go through to receive all that you desire. There's nothing to worry about. You can't make any mistakes, and you never did anything wrong. Okay?
Yes.
Feels
thank
good,
you.
Right? Feels good. You're so welcome.
Yeah, what is your website?
So
yes, what is your website?
You go to, you can, well, you can just Google my name. It's Bob yes. Lancer, BobLancer.
Yes.
And you'll see a number of different websites come up, and you can email me through any of those websites. But I just guided you through something called The Method. And the website for that is lovethemethod.com. LoveTheMethod.com. Lovethemethod.com.
Thank you.
I
put this in. Yes, I just put this on. I was like, I need healing. And then here you come with this show today. I sent it this morning. Thank you.
Yes, you're so welcome. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank you, sir. Thank you for having the show.
Well, God always meets our needs, Tina, when we're in the right place at the right time with the right question. And thank you so much for calling in tonight. God bless you, honey.
You're welcome. God bless you, guys.
Thank you. Okay, Bob, I have two more. I have Amber. And Amber, you are live.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Hello, Amber. How are you?
Hello.
Okay, so tell me, how can I be of service?
I just was wondering if you could tell me if you see things between me and my kid's father getting any better. We're kind of not being able to be nice to each other.
Yeah, okay. So let's see what's coming up with that. How long have you been married?
We're not married, sir.
How long have we been together?
At the moment, we're not even together anymore.
Okay.
But
okay.
we've known each other since we were 16.
Okay. So, what's going on? Are you guys having conflict over material things? Conflict over the children. And what it looks like there's something that's coming to completion here. okay? But you know, which way that it goes depends upon what you really know deep down inside is the right thing to do.
Okay.
So when it comes to you being true to your values, to your sense of integrity, what do you really believe is the right thing to do here?
I'm not even sure.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think might be the right thing to do? What are you wondering about?
I just want to know if we would be able to get along for our children's sake. That's the only thing I'm really worried about.
So, as far as the kids go, are they in any kind of difficulty on the physical level? Has there been any kind of physical problems going on, physical conflict, physical fighting or anything like that going on?
Yes.
Yeah. And so has he been physically abusive to you or to the children?
To me, yes.
Yes, to you. And so that's why you know what the right thing to do is. Okay? You've got to honor your body.
Yeah.
Okay? You've got to establish boundaries. Because once somebody goes to that level of overstepping their boundaries with you, they're not even if it's just because of an emotional or angry flare up, it doesn't excuse it. So
yeah. What
you have to do is you have to do whatever is necessary to ensure that you and the children are 100% physically safe.
Yes.
Him becoming physically aggressive with you is non-negotiable. It's non-acceptable. And he effectively ended the situation by doing that.
Yes.
It's terminated. And it's got to be terminated because you want it terminated. And
yeah.
If you don't want it terminated, it means that you've come from a history of not having respectful boundaries around yourself, where your boundaries have been violated previously. And you've never been clear about it. Beyond that, it means that on some level, you may not be believing that you're going to be okay on your own, that you depend upon him for something, and that's what he has over you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the reality is that you will be okay on your own, but you've got to make choices that are good for you. And you've got to establish the boundary that what has been done is unacceptable and that you're not interested in reconciling.
Yeah.
Right? And does that seem like a scary possibility for you?
What did you say, sir? I didn't hear you.
Is that frightening for you to consider?
Yeah.
Yeah, so look at that. Look what that means. That means that I'm afraid to be without someone I'm in danger with. See, he's dangerous. Once he goes to that level of the physical abuse, that's the line that cannot be crossed, right? And so
yeah.
If you accept that, you're actually accepting the danger. No matter how scary it seems to step out on your own and let him know that this is not okay and I'm going to take care of these children and it's going to work out, once you establish your strength, you'll find the universe conforming. You'll find things falling into place. You'll find support coming to you. The support that you need will come to you. But if you go back to the abuse, then you're making the choice to be hurt again.
Yes.
So that is, you know, my reading on this is you terminate the situation to honor your body, to honor your well-being. and you do it in a dignified way with integrity, and you will definitely be okay and supported by making the right choice for yourself, by respecting yourself. You'll find things working out. You'll find the universe respects you and people start respecting you. But if you don't respect yourself, you'll find people overstepping their bounds with you.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions? Any other questions?
No,
any other way I can be of help?
Yeah, I was just, my main thing is as I wanted to know if we were going to be able to co-parent because his children need him too.
Right.
He's
and yes,
a good
you can
dad.
Certainly you can certainly co-parent as long as you're establishing the boundaries around yourself. You can actually co-parent as long as you're establishing firm boundaries that prohibit him from being able to have any ability to physically hurt you again.
Okay.
You can co-parent, but you must establish those boundaries, and you might have to do that legally with a restraining order so that he cannot hurt you. There's like a fence of protection around you. When you honor yourself, he will learn to respect you. But until you honor yourself with appropriate boundaries, he will not. So, yes, you can co-parent as long as you establish safe boundaries between you and him.
Okay.
And that includes financial boundaries. That includes financial boundaries. Right? So even if you have to turn this into financial boundaries where he is financially responsible for taking care of his children. And he's financially responsible for your well-being because you're going to be the primary caretaker.
Yes.
Right?
I
so you may want
him.
To actually... Yeah.
I just know that his significant other... I know that his significant other won't allow him to help with his children.
Well, you know, his significant other doesn't have the power to control the situation. Right? The situation will be controlled by the right, by what is right and true. That's what controls the situation. So if you have to consult with some kind of an attorney, whatever you have to do, what is right will happen, but you have to make the right choices for yourself, and you have to stand up for those right choices.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Have a nice night.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Amber.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome. Well, Bob, we lost two other callers, and we've still got people listening that have talked to you, but nobody else to talk to. But I'm going to make a request if I can. I would love to get a Kabbalah life reading, if you're willing to do that.
Okay. Do you want it to focus on any specific issue?
Yeah. I would like to focus on relationships.
Okay.
With self and with others.
Okay. So just keep it general like that?
Yeah, I'd prefer to keep it general.
Okay.
I will just say this. I've been doing some digging into parts of my past and coming face to face with some of the realities of relationships that I've had with family members from my past. And I'm also seeing how certain aspects of those relationships are playing out in my current primary relationship.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, that's how it works. Okay, so let's see what we have here. Well, you know, it's funny. All night long, the theme for all throughout this call, there has been a theme associated with honor. In I think it's been like all of the calls, you know, all of the calls that were asking for Kabbalah reading. So everybody's on this call, including you and probably me, are on this wavelength of honor. Mm-hmm. And so the fundamental issue for you when it comes to relationships is really taking a good hard look at, are you honoring yourself? Are you treating yourself as sacred? Are you making choices for yourself that are enriching and uplifting? Or are you violating yourself? Because all of your relationships with others is nothing but a reflection of your relationship with yourself. If anyone is ever in a situation where they're feeling disrespected or undervalued, the solution is to see, well, where do I disrespect myself? Somewhere you may be carrying around these thoughts and ideas that you're inadequate, that you're not good enough, that you didn't live up to expectations, that you're a failure. And that's like being married to a verbal abuser when we do that to ourselves. So we have to learn how to honor ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So mentally, what that means is really take a look at how you think of yourself. Are you somebody who puts you down, right? Do you routinely feel down about yourself, feel like you're a failure, feel like you're not good enough, you're not doing good enough? That's something that needs to be cleaned up because you have
that's
to relate
something
to yourself.
That's a voice from my past. I don't do that anymore. But definitely was part and parcel of how I dealt with myself in the past for a long time.
And I think that's – yeah, and that's very, very universal. And then we look at, you know, how am I honoring myself physically? You know, like you had mentioned before we went on the air, you're talking about you're working out and you're playing a musical instrument. And, you know, so honoring yourself physically, right, means you're doing, making choices that are healthy for you, that are good for your body. You're not abusing your body. You're not putting your body at risk. You're taking care of your body. And then the same thing with your mind. You're taking good care of your mind. You're taking good care of yourself emotionally. And then you're taking good care of yourself spiritually, where you're allowing yourself to be fed and inspired by spiritual places, spiritual people, spiritual teachings. You're giving yourself time to meditate and commune with the divine, right? As you continue honoring yourself more and more consciously and more consistently, you'll find that the people around you are relating to you as more valuable. You'll find as you honor yourself, as you consistently make choices that are truly good for you, you'll find that the people around you start relating to you as someone who's more valuable, as someone who's more precious. People will start to treasure you, but you have to treasure yourself first. And you treasure yourself not by sort of, you know, egotism or narcissism. We treasure ourselves by treating ourselves kindly and compassionately, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Look at the things, the patterns you need to root out that you're doing that are not good for you. Look at the patterns that you need to develop that would be good for you. As you advance along the path of honoring yourself, And you'll find yourself in more honorable relationships, and you'll find yourself with people who treat you with more respect, and with more value, and express how much they value you. That's a general reading on relationships for you. Does that sound helpful?
It does. I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you so much.
Sure. Sure. If there's anything else you'd like to know, I'd be happy to explore it with you.
Well, I'm good for now, and we are down to the last minute of the show. So
all right.
I think this is a time to close, and I thank you so much for coming on again tonight, Bob. It's always a pleasure to have you.
It's my joy to be with you. Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to share the method and to share whatever wisdom and peaceful energy comes through me with the folks who are listening to your show.
Wonderful. Well, let's take a moment to pause and reflect on the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expression, the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great night, everybody. Good night and God bless. Thanks again, Bob.
Thank you, David.